You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference in the Glasgow Science Centre. And joining me now from the RNIB is Chief Technology Officer Linda Rogers. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give us a bit of a reflection on the conference so far? How have you found it?
I think it's really great that we're able to pull this influence in regards to bringing partners, volunteers, individuals with disability, and specifically individuals with sight loss, into a conference where we can have discussions around artificial intelligence, how we partner, and actually just hearing the voice of the end user. So I think it's been a fantastic 2 days so far. We still have half a day to go, so more information to come and more discussions to have. I loved mostly this morning when we had the students come and do some quick innovation, a hackathon, and I can't wait to see who wins that hackathon.
What have been some of the highlights when it comes to possible innovations that you found particularly interesting?
So I just finished a panel discussion now, and I think one of the things that resonated with me was something one of the students from Glasgow University said, actually. She said, tech companies should design for the end user rather than for the tech company. So what she's really saying is that we need to bring in the end user right at the start of the design phase, so that we're designing with them rather for them. So I think that is, for me, that's the key highlight that has come out. Not that I didn't know that, but the fact that it was discussed and that was sort of like brought to life is the key highlight for me, or key takeaway from the conference.
Yeah, it's been mentioned quite often about accessibility being at the forefront and not being an afterthought. Another key point was also international collaboration that has been mentioned. How important do you think it is for organizations from all over the world to work together on technology and innovation?
Yes, I think that's quite important. In short, that was a panel I was on, actually. And one of the things I said on that panel is basically designing for context. So definitely we want to design, have inclusive design for sustainability, but it also has to have the context in it in regards to the global context, because the design for the UK is not the same design you will have for Africa, even though it has the right basics or the right foundation. So there's that bit around thinking globally but acting locally. So I think, yeah, definitely that's a key point that we need to look at in regards to how do we influence globally. For example, RNIB is obviously UK-based, but we have a global outlook, and we should use our influence to advocate for, to influence, to make accessibility for everyone in the global world.
Now, I think when we're talking modern technology themes, it would be tricky not to mention certain two words, i.e. artificial intelligence. It's been everywhere, and it's been very much a big aid for blind and partially sighted people in various ways. What's your opinion on how helpful AI is to blind and partially sighted people at the moment?
When used correctly, ethically, it's got huge potential for blind and partially sighted people and everyone that has a disability, or even everyone in the world. So definitely artificial intelligence is the buzzword, I know, but if used properly and ethically, there is so much that we can do in this space to help and support and make everyday life easier for everyone, including blind and partially sighted people.
What are your hopes for the future of artificial intelligence and how we can assist blind and partially sighted people, should it be obviously regulated?
Yes, I like the bits that you brought in, the regulation of it. I actually wrote a paper as part of my executive MBA in regards to ensuring that artificial intelligence is regulated to ensure that it's used properly. So for blind and partially sighted people specifically, we need to ensure that we are represented when AI is being trained. The data that is being used to machine learn or for LLMs has representation of blind and partially sighted people in it. And that for regulation, we regulate organizations and companies who are doing this innovation to ensure as they build artificial intelligence that it is bringing in accessibility as a key, not a thought, not an afterthought, but as a key part of the innovation being developed.
Now, there's been many emerging technologies discussed at the conference over the last few days. What other technologies do you think will be emerging to be very helpful in the future when it comes to blind and partially sighted people?
So I know we talk about AI, but yesterday we started to touch around robotics, part of AI, but there's things like emerging technologies around IoT, there are emerging technologies around big, sort of like contracts and stuff like that. So from my perspective, it's not just AI. I was actually sitting in that conference thinking, we're talking about AI, but there are other things coming into play. So what we need to do is ensure that we're watching the space as technology starts to emerge and AI starts to evolve. Because one of the speakers said yesterday that we've been doing AI for over 18, 20 years. Robotics in manufacturing have been happening since, you know, we've been doing robotics in manufacturing, which is the grassroots of AI, but it's generative AI that has now blown and everyone is talking about. So AI will evolve and we need to be in the forefront to say, how do we ensure that the AI that is evolving or even the emerging tech coming through is bringing in the lens of blind and partially sighted people.
Fantastic. Linda Rogers, Chief Technology Officer at the RNIB. Many thanks for joining us here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.